Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 18th episode of my PHP Serverless News. Bref's Serverless Framework V3 fork is updating to AWS PHP JavaScript version 3. Today is Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with the PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luca Lea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 18. And you can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I will talk about this in my mid-month and my month-end project update podcast episode. It was not by design, but it just happened that this was the week that I have been setting up two separate little things to help me manage all the links that I have for this podcast. As much as the promise of AI that I find alluring, and I do find it alluring, I need to discover the source links for myself organically. Now, it sure would be helpful if news and blog sections of websites had RSS feeds, but appears to be a lost art, because a lot of these sites that should have RSS feed files don't. And sites that have RSS feed files might be blocking non-HTTP-based requests. By treating these attempts to read their RSS feed files as bots, they're preventing legitimate access to their feed files. So they have this unexpected issue that there's a lot of sites that just don't have feed files. I have a new setup for feed file URLs, and I have another separate one that I've been working on for regular URLs, and both are works in progress. That being said, I did come across something this week that directly pertains to PHP serverless that I want to mention. Back in October, episode 9 of this podcast, I talk about the serverless framework changing their licensing for version 4 from version 3. Version 3 was free, and version 4 was paid. PHP devs using the serverless framework, and especially those using it in conjunction with Bref, had a decision to make. The Bref project forked the serverless framework version 3. And last week, this fork released version 3.5.2.0, which includes the first stage of migrating to the AWS SDK JavaScript version 3 from version 2. This release introduces a feature flag with which you can switch to version 3 of the AWS SDK. I want to use the occasion of this release to bring to your attention this repo if you are not yet familiar with it. The README says, the repository has been created and is maintained by Bref maintainers and contributors. The main goal of this repository is to provide continuity for Bref users so that these Bref projects keep working for the next 5 years. No major new features are planned. However, community contributions to keep the project running, even for languages other than PHP, like adding support to new runtime versions, adapting to AWS changes, bug fixes, and other small improvements are welcome. In doing this fork, they did do a bunch of fixes, and they made the CLI lighter and faster. Issue number 42 is about the upgrade. And there's a paste of a detailed AWS SDK v2 to v3 migration plan from Claude. Interesting read. And that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to my 18th episode of my PHP Serverless News. Bref's Serverless Framework v3 fork is updating to AWS PHP JavaScript v3. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, August 19th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasellesoftware.ca.